mi juicio. What are we talking about? What are you talking about?
She's asking me what page we're on. In the old one.
No paging, no cell phone, nothing. Please listen. We are at the beginning of book two. Means Rumi is introducing the wisdom to us. Probably for almost last time, let's start from the beginning. See what is he talking about. This wisdom, first of all, he explained, this is the wisdom of something exceptional. So do not hang on to it. Then, first thing first, it takes time because it is a process. It's a process of looking for something, looking for the source of happiness, digging, scientifically doing your research and all that, then finding it, bringing it back and restart the flame. What is this flame? It's the flame of one image. It is one profile of human being. Because at the end of the day, the goal is to know me, to know what the hell I'm doing here. So, if I want to know me, first of all, I should find a mirror to look at me. There are different pictures of me. Namely, the animal, which is correct, and lover, which is elusive, beautiful, and looks far-fetched. There are these two pictures of me. I tend towards the second one. One, because it will give me a purpose. If I attend to the first one, okay, I'm an animal, then what? Okay, let's be an animal. There is no let's be an animal, I am an animal. Then what? Then nothing. So what was the use of all digging and understanding and all that? Because let's not forget, please, language is a tool. Storytelling is a tool. All aimed to one purpose, to understand. And understanding itself is a tool. We understand to respond, to cope with, to adjust to. Because that's the life. What is life? Let's be the alien. I ask you, what is life? Life is a phenomenon. In some creatures, which will give them the ability to cope with the environment, to understand the environment, manipulate it, and extend their existence, remain alive. This is the meaning of life. Okay? So I want to know the real meaning of me being here. One guess is a scientific guess. I'm here just by accident. Even that silly little boy understands that when they talk like that. It means they don't know. They don't want to say, I don't know. But it's accident. We believe that there is a purpose to existence and everything. Everything is not here just because of an accident. It's not a freak happening. It's something we think that we could imagine it planned. Planned for what? What is the plan? We believe in one plan. What is the second choice? Second choice was the accident. Which one I tend to? Because if I'm here by accident, everything is an accident. So what the hell is the use of thinking and understanding and deciding? I go to the second one. So I believe that this is a purposeful existence. What is the purpose of it?
The hidden treasure of mind.
Exactly. Understanding. Discovery. Because the truth is hidden. That hidden truth is beautiful beauty. That's why we call the beauty treasure. Because that's a treasure. There is a hidden beauty in this. And we want to take it. You see, I'm drawing a picture. This is an image. An image of me instead of the other image. In reality, I'm both. What does it mean I'm both? I'm the animal and I could be beautified. That simple. I am an animal, but I could improve to transcend the level of animal. That's what we are looking for. You see, I accept this image. If you are walking here, remember, this is the image of a human being to us. What is it? It's an image based on attraction. The attraction to beauty. That's the main pillar of this. For this, to understand this, you need to do one thing, one simple thing we talked about. Let go of an illusion. Come out of yourself. Because if you look at yourself carefully, you are imprisoned in an illusion of independence. You depend on the universe, you're a part of this, but you believe you're only you. So you suffer from loneliness because you lock yourself inside. Come out. What does it mean, come out? Physically is this. Is it a come out? So it's not physically. It's mentally. Look at it. That one, the intelligence, is a room defined by a capital I, me. Come out of that self-made prison. There is no me. There is we. What is the difference? Quite obvious. Explain to me the existence of a droplet of water. You explain it. What is water? Go ahead. Give me some explanation about H2O, an explanation of this and that and that and that. And all that, right? Okay. This droplet of water, what's beside it? Next to it? What is it? The air? Piece of stone? No matter what, right? How about if the next to it is another drop of water? And so on and so on. Then what is there? An ocean. You see how the droplet became the ocean? By losing the self-identity of droplet, nothing changed. Actually, there is no difference. A drop of water is water, and the ocean is water. So, did you get it? So by letting go of your limitation, you become ocean. Why do you insist to be the droplet? Because of that, capital V. This is what it is. Therefore, you understand that we are not talking about a gradual change. Gradual changes are there, are everywhere. One of the principles of the existence is whatever is will change. Do you remember that? Anyone? Everyone remember? Who was the philosopher, Peter? I told you 500 years ago there was this philosopher in Iran called Mullah Sadra. It means the top of the mullahs. And he was killed because
that's what because
that, that's the rule.
Yes.
Really, that was the rule. He said the essence of the universe, he has a chapter, and this is the juice of his philosophy. The essence of the universe is change. And the essence of change is God. He dared to go to that field. Because everything changes. Everything exists here for... Nowadays you will say nanosecond, right? I remember when there was no nanosecond, it was millisecond. And I remember when we would say millisecond, all we would look at it and say, come on, give me a break. Say a second, because for them second and millisecond is no different. And you think that you know what nanosecond is. Anyhow, everything exists in 1 nanosecond, then it will change. A piece of a stone, what will happen to it? It will degrade in a way that you will, you know this. Why do you put this down? You know a piece of a stone will degrade. Because
I'm
that's what
the current will change.
There is a test and they will tell you this stone was touched or was broken exactly 2,562 years. Everything is changing like this. So am I. I cannot be the child I was. Everything is changing. Where is that me? Where is that me, real me? It cannot be here, because here is a changed one. Here, this was not here last year. Or 20 years ago, doesn't matter. So I'm not in this. So there is a continuum of me. What is that me? What is that me? What is that me? What is that me?